A company founded by the late Jonas Salk with the goal of curing AIDS is in financial trouble. The San Diego-based Immune Response Corporation warned this week that unless it can raise more money in the next few days, it will have to consider going out of business, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The history of biotechnology is littered with companies that struggle for years to develop and test a workable drug, more often than not, without success. Immune Response Corporation would be just another in a long list of biotech burnouts were it not for the company's founder, the late Jonas Salk. Editor Jim McCammett of the Medical Technology Stock Letter says the polio vaccine pioneer put Immune Response in a league of its own.
I don't think there's any question. They wouldn't have raised the money. They wouldn't have been able to survive as long as they did if it weren't for the name of Salk. Having somebody like that as the founder is very important.
Salk started Immune Response in 1986 with the hope of attacking AIDS the same way he'd tame polio, by stimulating the body's own immune system with a vaccine made from a disabled form of the virus. 16 years and more than $200 million later, Salk's goal remains elusive. Immune Response did develop a vaccine, known as Remune, and it does slightly boost the body's immune response to HIV. But that response is not enough to prevent patients from getting sick. Dr. James Kahn of the University of California, San Francisco, led a large-scale clinical trial of Remune that began in 1995.
The people who were getting the product were mounting an immune response, but that immune response did not translate to slower disease course, fewer diseases, or forestalling of death.
As potentially damaging as that study was, the company's reaction may have been even worse. Immune Response tried to prevent Kahn and his colleagues from publishing their findings by withholding some data and even filing a multi-million-dollar legal claim. Immune Response began to look like a company that couldn't doctor patients but tried to doctor scientific evidence. Kahn's study was published anyway, 2 years ago, in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
You know, much to JAMA's credit, they recognized that not only was this an important scientific issue, you know, the fact that an immune response modifier failed, but there was a second issue of how do university investigators move forward and try and solve questions on private company-sponsored research.
Immune Response eventually dropped its legal claim against the researchers. After the JAMA report, the company continued to test Remune on people and animals. While it sometimes got encouraging results, McCammett says it was never able to gain FDA approval.
It didn't get data that was clear enough, so I don't see that it has an awful lot of value to anybody.
Major drug companies seem to agree. Aggron Pharmaceuticals, which makes its own successful AIDS drug, had helped bankroll Immune Response. But Aggron's parent company, Pfizer, dropped out of that development agreement last summer after getting discouraging data from several trials. Since then, Immune Response has limped along. The company laid off two-thirds of its workforce this fall. But even now, executives are trying to raise cash to continue their research. President Ronald Moss insisted in a September statement that Remune still has the potential to help those living with HIV. Moss calls this vaccine Jonas Salk's legacy to mankind. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.